57. When thou art departed out of the court of my presence, O Muhammad, direct thy steps towards my house, Baghdad House, and visit it on behalf of thy Lord. When thou reachest its door, stand thou before it and say, Whither is the ancient beauty gone, O most great house of God? He through whom God hath made thee the cynosure of an adoring world, and proclaimed thee to be the sign of his remembrance unto all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth. O for the former days, when thou, O house of God, wert made his footstool, the days when in ceaseless strains the melody of the All-Merciful poured forth from thee. What hath become of thy jewel, whose glory hath irradiated all creation? Whither are gone the days in which he, the ancient king, had made thee the throne of his glory, the days in which he had chosen thee alone to be the lamp of salvation between earth and heaven, and caused thee to diffuse at dawn and eventide the sweet fragrance of the All-Glorious? Where, O House of God, is the Sun of Majesty and Power who had enveloped thee with the brightness of his presence? Where is he, the dayspring of the tender mercies of thy Lord, the Unconstrained, who had established his seat within thy walls? What is it, O Throne of God, that hath altered thy countenance and made thy pillars to tremble? What could have closed thy door to the face of them that eagerly seek thee? What hath made thee so desolate? Couldst thou have been told that the beloved of the world is pursued by the swords of his enemies? The Lord bless thee, and bless thy fidelity unto him, inasmuch as thou hast remained his companion through all his sorrows and his sufferings. I testify that thou art the scene of his transcendent glory, his most holy habitation. Out of thee hath gone forth the breath of the All-Glorious, a breath that hath breathed over all created things, and filled with joy the breasts of the devout that dwell in the mansions of paradise. The concourse on high, and they that inhabit the cities of the names of God, weep over thee, and bewail the things that have befallen thee. Thou art still the symbol of the names and attributes of the Almighty, the point towards which the eyes of the Lord of the earth and heaven are directed. There hath befallen thee what hath befallen the ark in which God's pledge of security had been made to dwell. Well is it with him that apprehendeth the intent of these words, and recognizeth the purpose of him who is the Lord of all creation. Happy are those that inhale from thee the sweet savours of the merciful, that acknowledge thine exaltation, that safeguard thy sanctity, that reverence at all times thy station. We implore the Almighty to grant that the eyes of those who have turned away from thee and failed to appreciate thy worth may be opened, that they may truly recognize thee and him who through the power of truth hath raised thee up on high. Blind indeed are they about thee and utterly unaware of thee in this day. Thy Lord is verily the gracious, the forgiving. I bear witness that through thee God hath proved the hearts of his servants. Blessed be the man that directeth his steps toward thee and visiteth thee. Woe to him that denieth thy right, that turneth away from thee, that dishonoureth thy name and profaneth thy holiness. Grieve not, O house of God, if the veil of thy sanctity be rent asunder by the infidels. God hath in the world of creation adorned thee with the jewel of his remembrance. Such an ornament no man can at any time profane. Towards thee the eyes of thy Lord shall under all conditions remain directed. He verily will incline his ear to the prayer of every one that visiteth thee, who will circle around thee and calleth upon him in thy name. He in truth is the forgiving, the all-merciful. I beseech thee, O my God, by this house that hath suffered such change in its separation from thee, that bewaileth its remoteness from thy presence, and lamenteth thy tribulation, to forgive me and my parents, and my kindred, and such of my brethren as have believed in thee. Grant that all my needs be satisfied through thy bounty, O thou who art the King of names. Thou art the most bountiful of the bountiful, the Lord of all worlds.